Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 301. X stands for extra. As we do have another Gospel Light Minute podcast that highlights the testimonies of those who have trusted Christ as Savior. Today, the title of this podcast is When the Party's Over. And I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many people who still believe that life is one never-ending party. We have friends to meet, places to go, things to do and things to get. We seek constant amusement in the pursuit of happiness. We need non-stop activity to fill the emptiness inside, to fight the boredom that surrounds us and that is in us. Drugs, alcohol, immoral sexual activity, money, and rock and roll are some of the most popular choices in this never-ending party called life. We don't want to think about the fact that the party one day will end. However, there is an enemy to all this fun and excitement and partying. It is death. We all, that includes you, have an appointment with death and eternity. It is appointed, the Bible says. It is appointed, the Holy Bible says. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Yes, you have a God-given eternal soul which will spend eternity somewhere when the party is over. Yes, the real you will live on forever somewhere, either heaven with God or hell with the devil. Where you will be in eternity may not matter to you right now. The thought of facing a sin-hating holy God is a subject you probably avoid at all cost. But you see, the Creator who put you here for His purpose has been trying to speak to you, and He is speaking to you right now. And you just keep on partying as if this life is all there is. Partying hard, jam, jam, boogie, boogie, let the good times roll. As if there is no life after death. There are things that God would like to tell you before you die. Because once your party is over, it will be too late. He wants to speak to you directly from His Word, the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible contains all of the information you need to prepare for life after death. Everything you need. God's Word declares, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. We see in Scripture that we are all unclean in God's sight because of our sin. You may not think that you are a hell-deserving sinner. After all, there probably is no God, right? You would be wrong. God is real. God is holy, and He hates sin. Sin will keep you from being with God in heaven for eternity, unless you receive God's forgiveness for sin. God's word reveals that you will die in your sins, that is, in an unclean, unforgiven state. Because of your choice, you will spend eternity in hell with all of the other people who refused God's mercy. I know you say that's okay. All my party friends will be down in hell with me too. You may think that that is true, but that is not the case. But yes, sadly, they will join you there in hell too. But the thick blackness of outer darkness, according to the Holy Bible, will separate you from each other. You will not be able to see your friends, your partying friends. You will not be able to jam, boogie, boogie down in hell. What other choice is there? There is one. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 in the Holy Bible, it tells us something about God that maybe you did not know. God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. Yes, even though you have lived a life bound and controlled by sin and selfishness, far away from God, He loves you very much. Because He loves you, because He loves you and desires to have you with Him in heaven. God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the awful cross at Calvary some 2,000 years ago to die on that cross for your sins and for mine. He suffered and bled and died on the cross for our sins, even though He had never committed any sins. He was buried and He rose on the third day from the dead for our salvation. In fact, He said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that He gave His only begotten Son, His name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish," that is hell, "but have everlasting life." The Lord Jesus Christ provided payment for our sin debt, the death penalty we deserve, by bearing God's wrath there on that cross and dying. We now can receive God's forgiveness for our sins by seeing ourselves as God sees us, as hopelessly lost sinners, undeserving of the pure home of God in heaven where there is no sin. So, dear friend, will you agree with God that you are a sinner? Will you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and then rose again according to the Scriptures? Perhaps you will say, "I have partied too much. I have sinned too much. How do I know if Jesus will receive a sinner like me?" And Jesus said, "He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 says, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." So call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. that he came and suffered and bled and died on the cross for our sins, your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, confessing to him that you are a sinner and trusting him as your Savior. Precious soul, this may be your last call. Do not delay your answer. Come today to Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Do it right now. For the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. The Holy Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you willing to pray with me right now, believing in your heart on the sinless Son of God, Jesus Christ? Believing in your heart the gospel that he came, Jesus Christ came, suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, even though he had never committed any sins, was buried and rose again, and is the sacrificial Lamb of God to die on the cross for the sins of the world and to carry our sins far, far away. If you're believing that in your heart, let's pray what some call the sinner's prayer and others call the prayer of salvation. Let's pray together. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by dishonesty, by stealing, by lusting after people and things, coveting what they have, by taking your holy name in vain, and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, please visit GospelLightSociety.com. The tract, the gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on, is published by Moments with the Book, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract and spread the gospel yourself online and in person at mwtb.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.